Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Find my ring. Find my ring.
Every test and every trial,
You know what we're going through. You know all about us today. Help us to stand. Help us to endure and to go through, Lord. Help us to make this journey,
help
Lord.
Us. Help us.
In the name of Jesus, we are seeking your faith, calling on your name, and waiting on you, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. But we need you to go with us every step of the way. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to be found in thy word. Help us, oh Lord. We want to be holy before you. Lord, we pray that you move every way and everything that's not like
Good
you.
Lord.
Everything
yes.
that's contrary to your will, move it out of our lives. Help us to be found pure before you. Help us today, Lord. Move, Jesus. Lift heavy burdens. Continue
yes,
to bless your people, oh Lord. And now, Lord, I pray that you continue to look on Darnell Williams. Continue to touch his body.
Touch
take
Lord,
him
the
through the therapy. Help him, oh Lord, to recover. Have mercy, oh Lord. Jesus, save him. Save him to the uttermost. Work a miracle in his life. Oh, my God, look on his mother. Save her, Jesus. Help her to seek your face. Run for her life. Help her, oh, Lord. We know you're able. Bless and make a way, oh, Lord. You know all about it. You know what they had need of. We know you're able today. Oh, my God, I pray that you bless this broadcast, that you will save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound, filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, we know you can do it today, oh Lord. Look on every listener. Touch, oh Lord. Heal, oh Lord. We know you're getting the healing business. All those souls, oh Lord, that are requesting prayer. Jesus, touch right now. Deliver, Lord.
Jesus,
we know you're able, save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover the day. Oh, my God, let your word go out tonight. Let it reach a soul that someone will give their life to you. Lord,
yes, Lord.
Lift heavy burdens through your word in the name of Jesus. Encourage those souls that feel disencouraged. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We thank you for all things. We thank you for everything that you've done for us thus far. And we are continuing to look to you and take you at your word, knowing that you are able to take us through and you're able to keep us. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Prayer Works Ministry. And we're very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all, and you can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God. So we want to invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God tonight. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. Pardon me, it's taken from the fifth number of Psalm, begin with the first verse. That's the fifth. Psalm 5 and 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in the fear, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O God, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Thank God for those words, the fifth number of Psalm, the first throughout the 12th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're feeling bold and you're clergy, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to read, give us a call at 551-241-6677 so that we can bring you on in the broadcast. And if you're looking to support other ministries, I just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week. On Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There is also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer, 12 o'clock p.m. On Sunday afternoons right now, amen. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. And that number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to remember the souls that are on our prayer list. We are keeping Darnell Williams in our prayer. We're praying for the Breed Jones family, the Breed Edmond family, W.L. and the Breed Turner family, Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo, A.B., Katrina Jones, whose surgery is scheduled for November the 29th. She has great surgery scheduled November 27th. Yes, November 27th. Amen. And we're praying for Mrs. Joel Paldo, the Brief Lyons Capoletti family, Amore Nix, Brief Thompson, Edmund family, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and Brief Calbreath family, Mother Barbara Austin, Sister Desi Johnson, and Brief Johnson family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now I'm going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle wouldn't mind coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. And I want to say to all of our radio listeners to look to the Lord. God is able. I don't care what we are going through. God is able to take us through. When it seems like the road is rough and it seems like you can't go any further, just look to the Lord, because God's got the power. He can do it. Whatever it is that you need, God can do it. And you need to talk to yourself and speak to your soul. I believe the scripture said, why art thou cast down within me? Hope thou in God of our countenance. So look to the Lord. He's able to do whatever you need him to do today. I'm looking to him because I know he can do it. He did it before, and I know he can do it again. And I'm looking for him to do it again. So be encouraged, radio listeners. And as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God, let us listen intently as Evangelist Sheila Hameen comes forth to break the bread of life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. Praise the Lord for the opening prayer and also for the scripture that was read and for those beautiful, encouraging words just spoken by Evangelist May. And at this time, I will be going to the scripture, but I just feel a song on my heart that I would like to sing. And if you can just sing along with me, that would be beautiful. Praise the Lord. And this song is an old song about it's to go to the altar. It's time to go to the altar. It's time to go to the altar and pray. It's time to go to the altar and pray for the ones who have fallen by the way. It's time to go to the altar. It's time to go to the altar and pray. It's time to go to the altar and pray for the ones who have fallen by the way. The preachers and the teachers who carry the word of God turned it in so many different ways. When they talk about the way to heaven, oh, there's only one. If you want to see the Father, you have to go in by the Son. It's time to go to the altar. It's time to go to the altar and pray. It's time to go to the altar and pray for the ones who have fallen by the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Yes.
The Lord just dropped that song in my heart. And I just wanted to sing a little portion, praise the Lord, because it is time to go to the altar and pray. Amen. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, and we ask, God, that you will speak to us through your Word. Oh, Lord God, minister unto us, Lord, everything that we stand in need of spiritually, naturally, physically, emotionally, whatever the need is, Lord, the healing is in your word. The answer is in your word. Everything we need is in your word, Lord. So let your will be done and have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
praise the Lord. And this time, let us get ready to go to the scriptures. And I just want to say that the opening scripture that was read is really coinciding with the scriptures that the Lord has given me. And
praise the Lord.
The thought I want to leave with you tonight is it's praying time. So it really ties in as the psalmist began to talk to the Lord and to pray to the Lord. It is surely praying time. So at this time, let us turn our attention to the 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 5, and also St. Matthew 26 and 41. And I may have one more scripture, Jeremiah 33 and 3, I believe. So I'm starting with 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 1 reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. St. Matthew 26 and 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jeremiah 33 and 3, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, and actually I'm reading verse 1 through 3. I apologize. Jeremiah 33, 1 through 3. I just read verse 1. Now verse 2, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it and established it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight I just want to encourage you to pray more. It's praying time. We see the condition that we're living in. We see all the things going on. And in 1 Timothy, the second of the word of God is giving us a reason why it's praying time, so that we can live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So we need to pray for everybody, especially for those who are in authority, for kings. Some people still have kings in their country. We have presidents.
Amen.
And we need to pray for these people who are in authority, people in Congress, people who are in control of making laws and passing laws. We need to pray for them because they are doing all kinds of evil and corruption and trying to pass laws that are against the laws of God. And we're down here, we're being affected by all of these things. When we just want to live quiet and peaceable life, one that is godly and honest, hallelujah. But the enemy wants to make it difficult for us. But Jesus understood that the flesh is weak. When he went to pray just before his crucifixion, he asked his disciples to pray with him for 1 hour. But they needed to be watchful. But they were just so sleepy, they fell asleep. When he came back, he found them sleeping. But he kind of scolded him a little bit, saying, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? But then he went on to say, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And knowing this, that the flesh is weak, when we pray, Lord knows it's oppressed sometimes. Even the enemy try to stop us from praying, run interference. But prayer works. Glory to God. And there is power in prayer. The word of God lets us know that the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So there is power in prayer. But there are certain things we have to do. There are many scriptures referring to prayer and how to pray. Praise the Lord. And I just wanted to point out a few of these scriptures tonight to encourage you, no matter what, to press on over whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through. Like was stated before, you might feel discouraged, or things may get difficult sometimes. But hope in God. Trust in the Lord. If your soul is feeling cast down, cry out to God. Pray to him as the Lord began to speak in Jeremiah. Amen. The 33rd chapter, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. All you have to do is take God at his word. If God is giving you the invitation and inviting you to call upon him, even if you slipped or if you fell or if you committed a sin, you can call unto the Lord, because Jesus is the mediator between man and God. Jesus, he is that middle man. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ is that advocate. He's the one that stands in the middle for you and for me. So the Lord is saying, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We don't even know the great and mighty things that God wants to show us. But we must pray earnestly before God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Keep on praying and don't stop praying. But trust in the Lord, because surely it is praying time. It is time like never before to get in touch with God, to look to the Lord, to call on him. And when you pray, make sure your prayer goes through. Praise the Lord. Make sure you know that you've got the witness that the Lord heard your prayer.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy trick you. Amen. Don't let him deceive you. When you cry out to the Lord, when you pray to him, the Lord is listening. And the Lord does hear, and he answers prayer. And he wants all men to be saved, male and female. That term men is referring to male and female. This is a universal term. He wants everybody to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We may not be the one to witness to everyone, but God's got somebody who can deliver the true gospel of Jesus Christ to whoever it is that needs to hear it. And also be reminded of Apostle Paul, how the Lord had ordained him to minister to the Gentiles. He tried to minister to the Jews, but the Jews couldn't receive anything from him. They couldn't accept his ministry. The Lord had done for him. And so God ordained him and anointed him to minister to the Gentiles. And there may be someone that God has assigned unto you, and you are responsible for ministering to whoever God has assigned unto you. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you tonight. It's praying time. Maybe you say, well, I've been praying a couple times a day and this and that, but the Bible says pray without ceasing. So we need to increase the time that we pray. We need to have a prayer in our heart all day and all night. When you go to sleep, have a prayer in your heart. When you wake up, the prayer is right there. Hallelujah. All throughout the day, keep on praying. Keep praying and don't stop praying. Hallelujah. It's praying time. So be encouraged, all who are listening. And let us continue to trust in the Lord. I know things may seem to stand still. It may seem like God doesn't hear you. It may seem like God has forsaken you. It may seem like you're never going to get that answer. Keep on praying. Just don't stop praying. Amen. Prayer works. It really works. Amen. So try it. You try prayer. And when you start praying, get ready for changes to happen. Get ready for God to stir things up. Hallelujah. Even you. Get ready for God to work on you. Glory to God. Something's going to happen when you start praying like that. God is going to move. He is going to manifest himself. Oh, glory to God. So I thank God for the word of God tonight. I thank God for his touch. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for prayer. The Lord, this is something we should practice doing more of. And the more we pray, the closer we get to the Lord. And the Lord will give us wisdom. He'll give us insight. He'll give us guidance. And we'll find that we can go to him and acknowledge him in all our ways. Before we do anything, we'll have a talk with the Lord. We'll acknowledge him first. Before we make any decision, we'll acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he shall direct our path. Hallelujah. It's important that we keep that communication open with the Lord, and this is how it's done, through prayer. Amen. At this time, maybe there's someone who is desiring Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe there's someone who wants a closer walk with the Lord, and you haven't been praying like you desire to. Or you have a condition in your body and you need to be healed and you want God to heal your body. Glory be to God. At this time, let's go to God in prayer and let's believe God, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Whatever your petition is, make it known to the Lord. And as the scripture exhortation, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Let this be done for all men. Don't leave anyone out, but let's pray for everybody. Glory to God. And let's believe God together, especially those who are on the prayer list, those who are putting in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you right now and we humble our hearts, oh God. We ask you for forgiveness. Lord, we ask for mercy. We pray, oh God, that you will open your ears and that you will hear our cry. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, to stop by here and, Lord, make your holy visitation one by one and name by name for everyone who's listening, oh God. Lord, visit them in their home or wherever they may be, if they're in the car, if they're standing outside or downtown, wherever they are at this moment and listening to this broadcast. Let a blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord. We pray, God, that you will look on the repentant hearts, oh Lord, those who have decided to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, forgive their sins and take them away. Oh God, clean them up on the inside. Sanctify them and purify them in the name of Jesus, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, my God, you are able to do all things, and you are not willing that any to perish, but that all come to repentance. Oh, my Lord, we pray for the saving of the souls who are lost tonight. Touch,
yes, God,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Their minds and their hearts, oh God, and for those who have a hard heart, Lord, you are able to soften that heart. You are able to break up the stony heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. Put in a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we know you are able to do all things, Lord, and we calling
yes.
on you right now. Please, Jesus, look on the prayer list. Lord, look on those names that are written on every prayer list all around the world. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know that you can see those names and any request that's written by the name and any family members or loved ones who are connected to those names. We pray that you will bless them in a special manner in the name
bless
of Jesus.
Right,
oh, my
yes,
God,
Lord.
We ask that you will loose the shackles tonight, that you will destroy the yoke of bondage. Jesus, have mercy in the name
have
of
mercy,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God, rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases and make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have the power to just speak the word, and it shall be done according to your will.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on the young man, Darnell Williams. Oh, Lord, continue to raise him up, oh, Lord, and save
yes,
his soul. Save his family, oh, God. Work a miracle,
yes.
my God, and give him a testimony that he may go forth and tell others about your greatness and your goodness. Oh, Lord, we know you can do it, and we believe you tonight. Lord, in every prayer, and Lord, every supplication or intercession tonight and thanksgiving, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will let it be accepted. Acceptable, and that you will
yes,
grant
Lord.
It according to your will. In the name of Jesus, bless
mm-hmm.
your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord God, open doors for your people. Make the way
mm-hmm.
for us, oh God. We want to do your will, but we need your help. We need divine
okay.
intervention. We need you to show us the way. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, oh God, and we are taking you at your word. And we give you thanks tonight. Hallelujah. We
thank you,
Lord, for your touch. We thank you
for
hearing our prayer. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Thank you. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, O God, and we magnify you. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for all of you. We apologize for that sound that's in the phone. There must be some technical difficulties. But again, Satan does not want us to pray. He doesn't want a prayer to go through. He runs interference. Amen. But we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank God for the victory. And at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of our host. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija. I think it was coming from her phone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it coming from my phone?
It was, but I put it on you. We can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. I was having some issues earlier, but I thank God for the victory anyway. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin, saying it's praying time. And I like that scripture. We want to live a quiet and a peaceable life. So we ought to pray for those who are in authority because they're making the rules, especially now. And it is indeed praying time. And God told us to call upon him. He said he would answer us and show us great and mighty things. And don't we want to see those great and mighty things? I want to see those things. And just trying to give anyone on the line an opportunity who might be calling in and have remarks. But, of course, we're going to start with our very own event. It's Maybell to have remarks after the word. And if you're calling in, we'll hear you when you call in, and then Evangelist Hamid, one of us will acknowledge you. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through, Evangelist Hamid. It's praying time. Surely it is praying time. It's a time for all things. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, it's a time. There's a time to every season and everything. So now it's time to pray. Maybe we were dancing and praising God and shouting and going forth, but now it's time to pray. We got to send up our timber, communicate with God, and send up our supplications unto the Lord. And I tell you, I've been thinking about this prayer, and even on today when I opened up my scripture after prayer, I was reading where Esther began to go into the king. But before she went in, she told them all to fast and pray 3 days and night. Don't eat nor drink for those 3 days. And they begin to do it. They begin to pray and fast. And she said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going in to see the king. She didn't care. She wasn't afraid. She fasted and prayed, and God delivered. And that's what we must do. Fast and pray. Sometimes it takes 3 days and 3 nights to get the deliverance that we need. And God always comes through. So I just thank the Lord for this encouraging message on tonight. It's time to pray. It's praying time. So let us take the word of God in, and we will be blessed. I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, continue to let the Lord use you in the services and let him have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybell, and yeah, sometimes that's what it takes, fasting and praying, however long it takes to get like Evangelist Homily began to preach on, I believe, last Friday, pray until God moves. So that's what sometimes that's what we have to do. And it might take more than one time.
Amen.
Amen. Any other ministers on the line? Amen. And if not, we're going to give the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Homily. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. We thank the Lord for all who are listening, for your prayers. Thank God for your continued support. And we want you to know that we are praying for you and that we love you. And we look forward to you tuning in to our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you are welcome to call in to listen. And you're also welcome to call in and be on the broadcast. So don't be afraid or don't be shy. If the Lord has given you something, if the Lord is laying something on your heart and you want to share it with the world. Amen. Let the world know. If you have a testimony, and testimonies are powerful, some people, their faith is increased when they hear your testimony. When they hear how you prayed to God and God answered your prayer, that helps somebody else to believe God. So you never know how your testimony is going to encourage another person. Amen. Just keep on giving God the glory and keep on telling what God has done for you. Don't be ashamed of it. The more you tell it, the more God will bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for all things. And I believe that those are all the announcements at this time. And thanks coming up soon. So let's be giving thanks all year. Was there something else?
Yes, Evangelist. I believe we are, well, Christian Temple is yet in the 61st church anniversary.
Yes.
And I believe Minister Emmanuel Hogs is scheduled to preach tomorrow night.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And Sunday, I believe they're scheduled to go to, not Golden Corral, Hibachi Grill on Sunday after the morning service, Lord's will.
Okay, thank the Lord. What about the Saturday service time? I have a program, but I forgot to look at that time.
Yes, I don't know what time it's going to be.
I know they usually might start that service Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Yes. But, yes, I believe they pretty much follow the same schedule when it comes to the Saturday service. The Lord's will, if you happen to be in Camden, New Jersey on tomorrow night and or for the weekend, tomorrow night at 6 p.m., stop by and worship the Lord with the saints. Amen. We may not be there in person, but we'll be there in the spirit, praising and worshiping God along with the saints. Amen. So we do thank the Lord for our 61st church anniversary, and we ask for your continued prayers. And if that be all, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.